Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Nothing frustrates a sales leader more than having a portion of his sales team perform at peak performance in a month while the rest is lagging behind. And then the next month, those peak performers are at the bottom of the pack while the poor performers are at the top of the pack. So the question is, how do you get your entire team performing at the same rate, hopefully at a good rate, at a top rate, all of the time? Well, here are some things to consider. At any given time or throughout the year, 10 to 20% of your sales team will perform over quota. They'll be your top performers and those that you want the rest of the team to emulate. 60% of your team should be performing at the expected levels. That is, that they're hitting target. Now, they might not hit it every single month, but they will hit their targets by the end of the year. And a further 20% of your team is at the bottom of the pack. Now, they're either too new to measure, or they're so bad they really need to be rotated out of your lineup, which is why you should always be recruiting. And so at any given time, you should be counting on about 80% of your sales team to hit or exceed their targets, and the other 20% needs to be either coached in or coached out. So how do you get that 80% to perform consistently throughout the year? Two things come to mind. One, be careful about how you're paying your team. I encourage sales leaders to ensure that they're paying commissions or bonuses monthly, because if you're being paid monthly for the sales on a previous month, you're likely to get consistent performance on target. If you pay your team quarterly, you might only receive quarterly consistent performance. And if you wait until the end of the year, you are going to get wild swings in performance on your team. So number one, pay your team's variable compensation, the bonuses or the commissions, on a monthly basis for every previous month of sales. Number two, consistent coaching. I know we've talked about this in the past. If you want your team to perform consistently, you need to be consistently managing the pipeline, talking about the pipeline, and coaching the team on a weekly basis. I encourage sales leaders to meet with their teams once a week on a group basis so that they can share success stories, wins, losses, learn from mistakes, and see real-life examples of what's happening in the trenches, as well as provide some training. And at the same time, sales leaders need to be meeting with each individual sales rep one-on-one for half an hour every single week. It's during this time that you help them with their pipelines, what deals are closing, what deals are qualifying, and have good private conversations about what they need to do to be a success. So if you want that 80% of your team to be hitting or exceeding targets on a regular basis, do those two things. Make sure you pay your team to consistently perform and coach them for performance on a weekly basis. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.